Yeah, Catherine, it was a really good meeting. It was well attended. There's about 45, 50 people there. People with, you know, a lot of very good opinions and very, very helpful to what we're trying to do. What came out of last night is that, without a shadow of a doubt, everybody's in agreement that Bridge Street, which is a small wee street, the one that you might recall which would have flooded back a while ago, that it certainly is should be a one-way street. So all the businesses are in favour of that on the street and indeed the people that are living there. So that's one good outcome. And that's the start of a process now that we're going to need to follow through. There's also other issues with cars maybe not going down the main street or coming up the street, and just part of the town seems to be just dying a bit, which would be the old main street, and there's more life around other sections, and it's like other towns as well, it just needs a bit of a boost. So it was to how do we try and boost that up, obviously with all these cruise ships and all the visitors that are coming through from the Wild Atlantic Way, we need to try and help with the traffic flow, with parking. Another issue that would have come out of it again last night would have been staff parking in, you know, key locations and taking up parking spaces maybe for shoppers and stuff like that, which happens in a lot of places where there is no regulation on parking meters or anything like that. So that was another thing that came up as well. So looking for an alternative car parking site, looking for turning bays, safety issues around the schools, which was a big, big issue again, because children are walking from the Nylemore National School down onto Bridge Street and they're meeting traffic and it's very heavy. So that all needs to be addressed. But yeah, overall, a very good meeting. The start of a long process, but certainly one good thing came out of it last night was Bridge Street will definitely be a one-way system.
Now, you mentioned it is the start of a long process indeed, but what is the next step forward now that the discussion has been had?
Well, we met with the County Council and the roads engineers back there a couple of weeks ago, and we sat down with them, and to be fair, they've been very, very good to us, and they wrote out some mapping for us, and they did some alternative routes, and they gave us six options as to what they thought the potential could be, but they wanted me to bring it back, or us to bring it back to the community to see what they thought. So those six maps were there last night, and people had not a long enough chance now to have a look at them. But they did write down comments on them and agreed and disagreed with different maps and different areas. And they also had comments to make. So all that at the moment is being collated by a colleague, and we're working on that. And then we'll go back in a couple of weeks' time, or maybe a couple of months' time, depending on how much information we gather and get as to what to do next, and maybe have some kind of proper map and narrow it down, say from the six that was there, maybe down to two or three options. And then bring it then for public consultation properly through the council's channels, because they obviously have to come in there with notification to the public and all of that as well. So, it will be a long process, but it's certainly worth doing. And under regeneration monies and stuff that we're trying to get as well, now is the time to be prepared for all of this.